my guest today for a Radio Real Estate Show, Alex Denny. Hi, Alex.
How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a great day. So today's topic of the show is going to be about green buildings and energy efficiency, how to retrofit your home to make it more green. What else, Alex?
Yeah, just, you know, for the modern world, right? There's so many toxins in the modern life and modern world that either buying an older home and adding in new products, you don't want to bring in problems or, you know, chemically related problems. And or if you're building a new home, you can add in new green products that are for a healthy, sustainable life.
And to make it better right from the very start is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you have...
So whether renovating or building new.
That's correct. And that's correct. And then, of course, there's a whole full sliding scale, right? You can start with, you know, very minimal investment in, you know, for your retroing. Or, of course, if you're building a new place, you can plan on adding in all kinds of new and exciting modern things that can... Okay, they do cost more always up front. But in the long run, of course, anything that's invested is a payment, payback later, right?
Well, so basically you're going to reduce your carbon footprint and your house will be a bit more energy efficient and you'll save money over the long run. And your house will probably be worth a bit more because people want that. I mean, nobody wants to buy the 1972 square box with single glazed windows.
You know, right. And
baseboard heaters and...
A raw dirt. Floor in the crawl space, yeah. And vermiculite in the attic.
Now that's a real winner, hey?
What is vermiculite?
Oh God, don't get me started on vermiculite. You know, I never knew that it was so bad until, you know, I had two places actually tested where I went up into the attic. Actually, I had the guy come over from Victoria. He went up into the attic with a mask on. And they sample the vermiculite from the bottom of the vermiculite. So they reach into it and they scoop up a fairly big size sample, but they get it from the bottom because the asbestos little flakes are a little heavier and smaller and they settle to the bottom. And he told me that they take it to Victoria and they run it in a lab and they test it. And now all the vermiculite with asbestos is only supposed to come out of the one mine.
Okay.
And I said, so what are the probabilities that these will come back? And he looked at me and said, oh, 100%. All of the asbestos in in southwestern BC has basically asbestos. You have to assume all of it has asbestos.
All types of vermiculite insulation.
Yeah. So once you're up in that attic, that's why there's a few places that... you know, when I see it now, you know, I don't go up there and disturb it. I don't go in there.
No, exactly.
And, you know, it's an exposure thing. The more you're exposed to it, the higher the...
the higher the probability of... well, there's the disease, is it called asbestosis?
Yeah, asbestosis, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not in the lung itself, it's the lung cavity.
Yeah.
And, you know, the certain generation that grew up with, you know, oven mitts that were asbestos.
Well, there's still lots of asbestos in the house. I mean, it's not a product that we've gotten rid of. I mean...
No, no.
But the thing is, you know, it's when you're doing this major reno, and it's the two places that nobody ever looks. And that's what we were just talking about on the way to the station. It's the crawl spaces and the attics.
Right.
I mean, those really, and the windows.
Probably the least familiar territories, right?
Yeah.
Everybody can walk into the front door and go, oh, wow, nice hardwood floors, nice kitchen,
carpets. Nice view. Oh, take it. It's a lovely house.
Gee, love that front door. Look at that solid handmade cherry by somebody on the island or something.
Oh, yeah.
But the basement or the crawl space and the attic, that's where you have all those combinations of toxins.
That's where the things, that's the stuff that you don't normally look at. And
right.
That's where...
you got your silk...
I always think a realtor has to...
On.
A realtor really has to know a house. I mean, they've got to know how houses work and they've got to know everything about them because that's the business you're in. And that's why... I don't know, maybe I'm just snoopy, but I always like to get up and take a good look in the, always carry a flashlight with me up in the attic, and then get down in the crawl space and have a look, see if it's dry, see if there's a vapor barrier, see if it has a skim coat. I mean, I was just telling Alex about a house that sold, I won't mention what road it's on, but it's pretty close to the station here, and it sold a while ago, and, it really looked cute on the internet, and I had a lot of calls about it. A lot of people wanted to see it. And it was interesting. The house was on the market for about 2 years. And the owners that were selling it had bought it probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was probably a little chilly in the house. So they made the fatal error of going down into a crawl space, post and pad house on a dirt crawl space.
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, what should they have done, Alex? You tell me.
Well,
what's the ultimate solution?
Okay, if you're, well, depend, you know, back to a couple of the other shows we've done, you know, budget constraints, right? If you've already bought the house,
right,
and you're happy with the house and you want to keep the budget low, and it is on post and pad. Now, post and pad, there's nothing wrong with post and pad. I mean, it's been proven for hundreds of years, right? Yeah. In every country in the world. Again, the disadvantage of doing that here in this climate is the moisture issue,
yeah,
right? And it's hard to seal out the vermin,
yeah,
you know, with a post and pad house. So what we've done before is remove everything from around the perimeter, replace anything that's rotten or looking like it's going to be rotten.
Right.
Ideally, pour a footing all the way around the house and build stem wall, you know, and build new walls and do all that. But if it's just a skirting around the side, you can get a company from Vancouver or Victoria to come over, and they do what they call it's spray foam. Now, some people say, well, spray foam isn't very eco. Any closed cell foam doesn't off-gas.
But look at Tina's house. That's what they did. They put down, it's like about a 10 millimeter vinyl
space-age membrane.
And then they seal it. And then they put wire down on the outside, real small gauge wire so rats can't get in.
That's right.
And they seal that all the way around the bottom. So then you've got this like a rubber membrane.
Right, like a swimming pool liner in a sense.
And then they spray it with foam, the floor, the walls, and you've got a cocoon down there. Then heat it.
That's right, and that is the key. That's the key right there. With heat, and remember, heat travels in every direction.
Yeah.
Up, down, sideways, everything. And the biggest giveaway for that is if you walk into somebody's house and you see the hardwood floor cupping a little bit, you see the shimmer on the hardwood floor, that tells you there's a lot of moisture in the crawl space.
Cupping, yeah, okay.
Now, we did a place down the road here on the waterfront that was 99.9% moisture in the crawl space.
So let's just say it was soaked.
So you have everything against you. You're losing. Yeah. We were wondering why we went through 2.5 cords just to heat a little cottage.
Yeah.
And you're trying to heat that moist air. So you have everything against you. You have moisture. You have vermin. You have otters being close to the ocean. You have rats will tunnel under foundations and up into a crawl space. And mice, of course. And so you have all those combinations of things. So you want to get rid of all of those things. And where they live, they love the fluffy insulation that's hanging down. So you get rid of all the fluffy insulation that's hanging down. And you have a company come over from Victoria or Vancouver, or actually the local guy, Insulator Mike the Insulator.
Right.
He can look after that for you too. In some, he did a client of mine. He did a basement. They spray the foam actually even right on concrete walls,
right,
to insulate the concrete.
Do they spray it on the floor, on the membrane, or do they leave the membrane?
Actually, I don't believe so. I think the membrane is the floor.
Oh, okay.
And then if you need new skirting or a new apron or whatever you want to call it, substructure around the perimeter of the house, that can be insulated. And then
but the membrane is going to keep the moisture out.
Exactly.
See, that's why.
And they guaranteed to be rodent proof.
See, back to my story about the house that was for sale just right by the station here.
Right, there you go.
Okay, what they did was the house was chilly, so it had a skirting on it, and they took some blue styrofoam that you can buy at Slag or Windsor, and they went down there and they styrofoamed all the walls.
Right.
And then they didn't heat it, and so they put no heat down there, and they left the dirt floor, just dirt.
Right.
Well, then all of a sudden, now you've got it relatively warm and
moist.
Still moist.
Yeah. And folks, remember, it's the moisture that's the killer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And
mold?
I mean, the house was post and pad, and it had these logs for the beams, right? And I, the first time I showed the house, I just took my car keys, and right in front of the customer, I went, it looks a little moist to me, and I stuck my car key, and it went all the way in. And I didn't want to break my car key, but I thought, this probably won't break my car key. I'm going to see if I can just turn it like it's in the ignition.
Like a key in the ignition.
And it just turned right around. It spun it, and it, I pulled it out, and it was this, like, wad of, like, looked like chewing gum on my key, and it's like...
That's not good.
And then you looked at those posts, and you could see all the little tiny holes from the post powder beetles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like just hundreds of them. And as you went all the way down the beam, you could see these little holes. And that's post powder beetle.
Right.
Because they thrive in that moist, damp, warm conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these people did. They insulated the outside, but instead of putting down like a vapor barrier and a skim coat
mm-hmm.
and then insulating and then heating it down there, they just left the dirt. And it's like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, so they basically rotted the house out from the inside.
And unfortunately, you know, it sounds simple at the beginning. Oh, let's just throw some whatever down and, you know, and it'll be good enough. Well, unfortunately, for the health of the home and for the health of the occupants,
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Oh, you know what else they did? This, it even gets better. Because the odd thing about the building code is that, you know, we talked about on the show last week, the vinyl, 6 mil vinyl vapor barrier,
right?
They put 6 mil vinyl vapor barrier underneath the floor joists and held in all the insulation with the 6 mil vinyl.
Right.
So then if they had any moisture in there, the insulation couldn't even breathe. It right. just trapped it all.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. The vapor barrier always goes on the warm side.
Yeah.
It never goes on the cool side.
I mean, they had it on the cool side in a damp basement with no heat, but then all insulated to trap any moisture in there. It's like...
And guaranteed recipe. So
no air breathing available. You know,
right.
they plugged now, all the holes.
Going back, and then now that brings to the next point, then when these companies, that when they do the spray foam job
right.
and they line the membrane,
right.
the old way of ventilating the crawl space doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
No, they actually block off all the vents because
right.
it's so super sealed and there is no moisture.
Right.
They don't actually need the vents.
Oh, okay. That's new.
And vents are little entry points for vermin, right?
So they actually block off all the vents.
Yeah.
But then if you've got it sealed
right.
and heated, like if you put a baseboard down there. Just
one baseboard on a timer or a thermostat.
And, you know, keep it at like 10 degrees or 5 degrees even.
You get a double benefit because what's happened is the air is dry.
Right.
So benefit number one. You're using half the energy to heat your home.
Yeah.
Benefit number two, you've kept the vermin out and the moisture out, so you're eliminating the mold in the
Keeping
home.
Keeping the rats out of your house
yeah.
is a good idea.
Yeah. Highly recommended.
You know, if I quit being a real estate agent tomorrow, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to become a rat
exterminator.
I hate rats. And, you know, I have such a nose for it now because... Like, there's 4,500 houses on Salt Spring. I think I've probably been in at least 1,000 of them. And I can walk in now and go...
You can smell it. Or mice.
And
right?
go down in the basement. Uh-oh. And all of a sudden, you know, you can see the rat droppings. And it's like, you can tell. I can smell them. I mean, they're just... It's uncanny ability. Because once you get... You can smell that. And
mm-hmm.
I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good sense of... Mm-hmm. A good palate. But unfortunately, I can smell rat poison. Or rat... Oh, just... It drives me crazy.
If
I can't stand it.
Put it this way with the mice. If there is any crack or split or hole of any kind, the
right.
size of a dime,
yeah.
a mouse can get through it. It's
now,
the size of a dime.
Flat or
dime
round?
Flat.
Flat?
Yeah.
Flat. No.
Flat.
Really?
That well, diameter.
Oh,
diameter.
Like the size.
Yeah.
A half inch, basically.
Half inch diameter.
Circle. Yeah.
A mouse, can flatten their heads down
yeah.
and squeeze through there. So often what happens is when electricians and plumbers, when they're drilling down into the crawl space for whatever services
right.
or water lines or, you know, electrical, they drill a one-inch hole.
Right.
And then you put a couple of small wire, one wire in
right,
there or two.
Right.
Well, what that does, it just makes a nice little passageway
oh, yeah.
for a rat or a mouse.
In our house,
I've
sealed
to get
all
into
those
the wall.
Up with silicone caulking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The mice will get in, then they do come up.
I know. It's always a question, what do you fill those holes with? I used acoustic sealant, the greasy,
oh, right.
it's not very eco, I have to admit, but it's kind of an oily tar kind of mixture.
Right, right.
I've actually seen where they've actually eaten straight through wire mesh. You know.
So we're going to rename this show the Rat Show. But, you know, that's something that the crawl space, right. I was telling Alex about when we had coffee earlier about another house that was, the owner had called me up and said, you know, I want to sell my house. Come take a look at it. So I went up there, and as a matter of fact, one of my friends was renting it. And so I said, oh, hi, Dimitri, how are you? And I went in and looked at the house. And over, you know, I've built houses before, and I've worked as a framer, and I know a lot of carpenters. I know you. I know there's lots of good tradesmen. I've never known a carpenter to build a house where you go into a room where there's like a 2 to 3 inch drop over 8 feet. It's just not normal. Nobody, I mean, even if you were the worst carpenter in the world, you would build a relatively flat floor. Like, right. You wouldn't build a floor that had just a drop in it.
No.
I mean,
obviously.
How could you? It would be really hard to do that if you tried to plan to build a house that had a wonky floor. Well, I want the living room, I want all the floors to be level, but in the living room, I want it to drop by like 3 inches to the right.
You know, that's for games.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I wanted to set up a putting room, so I wanted the special
Yeah.
Marble. Most carpenters want to build things as reasonably flat and square as possible. There are no square houses and there are no flat, you know, floors, but most carpenters can go within like a quarter
within
inch.
A quarter of an inch is
over 20 feet or 10 feet. I mean, that's pretty normal.
Is allowable, yeah.
Yeah. Or even walls aren't exactly square.
No,
they're
no,
close,
no.
But this, once, so I walked in this house and it just dropped. Like the living room floor, and it was like, oh my God, you felt like you were in a sailboat, right?
Walking
you,
downhill.
Yeah, so, you know, and so right away, I mean, you know, instantly it's red herring, right? Okay, where's the crawl space? I got to get down there and go get my flashlight, and I got to go down there and take a look. You want me to list this house? I've got to know what's wrong with it. So I go down there, and it's post and pad. The beams going across were literally just sponges that had sunk because there was so much water going on it. And I traced the water back up. Underneath the eaves troughs had been overfilling for years and plugged, and the water had backed up, gone through the, that's a fascia board.
Through the fascia, okay.
Okay, yep. Through the fascia, and then over top of the soffits, then down the wall, under the floor, and onto the beams, and then through the posts.
Yeah, no.
And it's
fresh water, it's the same when I came from the boat building world when I, you know, worked on wooden boats. Fresh water in a hole in the framing, or fresh water in a wooden boat, is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
You know, guaranteed. So, you know, if you're building a new house, gee whiz, one of the best things to do is to have huge overhangs, right? Get that water away from the house. Get it far away from the house as possible. But don't shield your winter light to the point where, you know, you don't benefit from any solar gain. Getting water away from the house, having a, you know, obviously having a good roof. Now, there's numerous different kinds of products. I like steel roofs. I generally recommend a steel roof right from the very beginning because
I like the I like Belcourt's standing seam.
Yeah, you know, standing seam. There's a
no screws.
Guy on the island can make it, or you can order it, you know, from the lumber, steel companies. It's the life of the house.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my
neighbors. It's like the crawl space. I mean, these are the areas where you don't see,
right?
Typically, but they will make a massive difference.
Yes, again, you know, you can have all the fancy faucets and, you know, sinks and taps and appliances, but if the roof is no good and the foundation is no good and you've got water problems, a couple of places I've seen where it's being undermined, which means, you know, water is flooding down from one area across and over somehow with bad drainage, or a neighbor's property is draining into your lot, and the water is eroding away at the side of the foundations. And, you know, I'm looking, I was like, that doesn't look right. And there's gravel and sand exposed, and the footing of the house is exposed, and there's no dirt under it. But
things like that are just
so
freaky.
You know, being eco can mean numerous things.
Well, I got that truck started. Way to go. That old Chev started.
Everybody heard that one. That's the power steering.
If you're listening to CFSI and you're driving a green Chev pickup, like 1973 crew cab.
Your power steering fluid level is low.
Or your fan belt needs to be tightened. Please go by a Guile shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Just down the road to the tread shed and say, Guile, I think I should have someone look at my fan belt.
That's a popular show, that click and clack show, you know, talking about cars. You know, we can do car talk, alternate with car talk.
There you go.
Anyways,
well, what we're going to do is we're going to leave our car talk for a second.
Sure.
We're going to run a couple ads.
Okay.
And then we'll try to get back on track on our...
Eco homes.
Well, basically, we wanted to talk about the envelope first. So we've talked about the paramount thing of the crawl space, the roof, bit of the attic. Well, we haven't really covered attics, but we'll get into that.
And this is in the upcoming, you know, because the Eco Home Tour is upcoming on Salt Spring.
Eco Home Tour.
So I wanted to mention that.
I'm going to be on it this year.
Okay.
Let's just stop for a quick commercial break.